Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do a new chapter that has two ahadith in it. Chapter that deals with Babu ma yaquluhu man ayisa min hayatihi. The chapter on what should be said by the one who has lost hope of life. In other words, the person that is sick, not people that are visiting him, but the person that is sick, and now he is at the last phases of his illness, last moments of his illness, he's nearing his end. What dua should that person read? This has also been taught to us in the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, he's close now to that sakarat stage. What dua should this person be reading at that moment? So as we explained, that when people come to visit, they always give the person hope, they always make him feel happy, comfortable. But now you'll get a sick person that now is deteriorating at some point, he's close to death. Now he is also taught that you make these du'as also. There are du'as also that you should be making. So these two ahadith will do today that completes this chapter. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ مُسْتَنِدٌ إِلَيَّ يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whilst he was leaning against me, that this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was saying now in his last moments of life, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this beautiful dua. Allahumma ghfir li warhamni, O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, have mercy upon me. Wa alhiqni bir rafiq al a'la. And O Allah ta'ala, join me up, unite me with the highest friend. Keep me with the highest friend. Imagine last moments of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the dua that he's making. It shows that utmost humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His whole life was a life of sacrifice, a life of qurbani, a life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a whole life of istighfar and tawbah, despite him being ma'asum. Allah ta'ala had protected him from sins, but even at the end of his life he's making this dua. Allahumma ghfirli, Allah forgive me. Allahumma arhamni, Allah, oh Allah, have mercy on me. So Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, have mercy on me. And this last part of this dua, وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. O Allah, join me up with the highest friend. Ulama explain that this highest friend means companionship with Allah Ta'ala. O Allah, join me up in your companionship. The lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those had extreme love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's their ultimate goal, that they want to be joined up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, that love of Allah Ta'ala must embrace them. This is their desire, that in akhirat we want that company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rafiq. So this, وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. O Allah, join me up with the highest friend. Adu ulama explain that this Ar-Rafiq here, this Rafiq al-A'la, refers to the company of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Malaika, the angels, and the pious, similar to the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam, close to his demise, that he also made this dua, that unite me with the pious. One other point that ulama take out from this, is this company of the pious is such an important thing. Such an important thing in this world also, and we should be making dua for it in the year after also. So in other words, the company of the pious, it affects a person whilst he's in this world. It affects the thinking of the person. It affects the actions of a person. It affects the ruhaniyah, the spirituality of the person, the type of company he keeps. It affects him in this world, and also that effect will be felt even in the year after, to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is asking for the company of the pious. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is asking for the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he chose how much we should be careful about the company that we keep. And we should make dua also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us good company in this world. Allah gives us good company in the akhirat. In other words, in qabr and in akhirat. One more hadith. وَعَنْهَا قَالَتْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ بِالْمَوْتِ عِنْدَهُ قَدَحٌ فِيهِ مَاءٌ وَهُوَ يُدْخِلُ يَدَهُ فِي الْقَدَحْ ثم يمسح وجهه بالماء ثم يقول اللهم عني على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت رواه الترمذي. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated, I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst he was in the throes of death, in other words, last moments of life, now going into parada from this world. So I saw him in the throes of death, and with him was a bowl of water. Rasulullah had a bowl of water there. He would insert his hand in the bowl of water and wipe his face with this water. He would then say, "O Allah, help me in the pains and the pangs of death." غمرات الموت أو سكرات الموت أو قال سكرات الموت. "O Allah, help me with the pains of death and help me in the pangs or pangs of death." So here ulama explain, Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom had made the Anbiya alayhim salam, had made the messengers in the form of human beings. If they had come in the form of some angels, if they had come in the form of some other beings, we would have thought to ourselves that these people are different to us. That's why they could have been at such a high level. That's why a person could now take a knife and put it over the neck of his child, because he was some other being. But Allah Ta'ala had created them in the form of human beings. They also had feelings like human beings. They also had needs like human beings. But despite that, the connection with Allah Ta'ala was so great. So that shows us that they were perfect examples. A person can only be a perfect example to someone if he got the same qualities as that person, he's got the same feelings as that person, and despite having those qualities and those feelings, this person now still exerts himself. So Allah Ta'ala had created Anbiya alayhi salam, had created Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also to go through these difficulties at the time of death. Not because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wa na'udhu billah was a bad person or anything, but to show us this is something that is natural, this is something that is normal. So if somebody does go through this sakarat, does go through the pangs of death, it doesn't necessarily mean the person is a bad person. In no way it can mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here was taking, because of a high fever that he had, putting his hand into the water and he was rubbing it over his face just to ease that fever also and that difficulty. So here we learn that this is something that is natural, this is something that is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that the person is a bad person by any means who goes through this type of difficulty. So we should be happy if a person is going through any type of difficulty before he passes away. In other words, some type of sickness that he's going through, some type of difficulty. And some people you'll find towards the ending of the life, that's when most of the problems start coming. Sometimes it's problem with the wife, sometimes it's with the children, sometimes it's with the business, sometimes it's with the health. All different problems are coming at one time. This is a sign sometimes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person and Allah wants to elevate him. Allah wants to give him a very high stage just before he goes into akhirat. Allah ta'ala is using all this year to elevate him, bring him up, and then enter him, usher him into Jannah. So a Muslim never ever loses hope. So this is one hikmat, one benefit we learn from this hadith, is that even Anbiya alayhim salam went through this sakarat and went through this ghamarat. So this is not something that a person should be afraid of and be so scared of. Rather, he should be hopeful that Allah Ta'ala will use this to elevate my stages. Allah Ta'ala will use this to give me a higher stage in akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد